How's everybody doing? Let me tell you something. Winning never gets old. You know, Susan's right. I'd set a goal lots of times to have the second tracking center at IMD, and until I started writing it down and putting someplace to see it, it didn't take place and happen. But, you know, we've had a lot of speakers come up here this weekend, and they've talked about lots of stuff, and I've got to sit in the front row and watch my buddies talk, and I've got to watch them from the back, and every speaker that came up here, you know, they talked about one thing, and that was about belief. How many heard that word several times? See, I wonder all the time. See, I got involved in this idea, and I watch some people win and some people not win. And I watch it happen over and over and over, and it bothers me. Why do some win and why do some not win? Why do these guys sit in the front row, and why do some people never make it up to the front row? And as I look at all the different things, it comes down to one thing, is if you believe you can. See, the people that are up here at some point in time, they decided, they believed that it was possible. And so I started doing a little research and investigating, what's this word belief really all about? And so I got some funny things that took place and happened, but here's the first thing I want to put up on a slide here, if we can get that to work. Belief is the most powerful force in human behavior. It's either empowering or limiting. Many of you let belief limit you. Many of you let belief empower you. And so as I started looking around, I said, well, I wonder what the Wikipedia or Google says about belief. And so I'm going to pull something up here real quick. I thought it was interesting what they said. They do something kind of like what a lot of you do. Here's what it said on the first one I clicked on. It said, a mental attitude of acceptance or assent towards a proposition without the full intellectual knowledge required to guarantee its truth. What the hell is that? Holy cow. I'm from the country. I like to pee off my front porch. And this is the definition? I mean, like, come on. So I gotta click a few more, and all of a sudden I find something that says, belief is a thought you keep thinking. Now I can handle that one. Come on. Belief is a thought you can keep thinking. That's what it turns into be. It's what you think is what belief is. You think it over and over. You know, there's this guy named Roger Bannister. All of us have heard of it. 1954, he breaks the 4-minute barrier in the mile. In the next year, I believe there was 300 other people that broke the 4-minute barrier. See, they told him that you could never break the 4-minute mile because you would die. Your heart would beat too fast and you would die. And then after he did it, 300 other people believed that they could. Is that crazy? Let me throw something else out. That's because they believed they could, they did. Have you ever thought about this? If you take an animal, and I don't care if it's a big or a small animal, and you throw them in the water, what do? Swim. I throw some of you in the water and you die. Because you don't believe you can swim. That's crazy. See, here's my definition. You guys have heard this. I've talked about this. I can't tell you how many times. You see, if you believe you can, you do. If you believe you can't, you don't. That's the difference. And so as I work with people all the time and I start talking to them and I go, you know, how can I get them to believe they can? And I think that's where most of you are in here. You'd like to. But you haven't decided yet that you believe you can. You know, I watch people over and over and over try at this, and they show people, and then all of a sudden something clicks and it takes off for them. What was the switch? The switch was they just all of a sudden believed they could. See, earlier today I saw Brian and Sarah Brown come up on stage and they got recognized at RMD. I stood right over there with tears running down my face. See, because they tried lots of times. They were working, they were trying to make it happen. But you know what they didn't tell you up here? Is 1 week ago they were 50 sales short. And about a month and a half or 2 months before that, they were 80 sales short. And they get down to 1 week, and Brian says, screw this, this is gonna happen. I believe I can get it done. And guess what? They got up here on this stage because he believed he could. See, they'd been close before, but they didn't finish. Because for whatever reason, they didn't believe. They made excuses of why there was limiting beliefs that says, we'll get it next time. We'll do something. I don't know what. But at some point, they got on that stage and they walked right up here. And I love watching people win. See, that's what I want for all of you. See, you know, I love athletics, you know, because you have a chance to compete and win. Most of you out there that are competing, you have no chance to win because nobody's even keeping any score. Here's another game you can play that all of you could win at, and we keep score. And we award the people that win. You know, I wanted to see what did the good book say about belief. And so this morning when I was reading, I want to just read a couple things to you because I think it's important, and it's Sunday, and I got the microphone. See, it's said before, and I'll get the exact words right of what it said, but basically, from what it said off of Google, if we could ever believe what Google says, it says, belief is a thought you keep thinking. So I go to Proverbs. So really, a thought is just something that hadn't come out of your mouth yet, right? And so if you go to Proverbs 13:2, it says, I got to hold this out here a ways. From the words of his mouth, a man will enjoy good things. That's pretty powerful. All right, you go down a little farther in 13:3, it says, the one who guards his mouth protects his life. Some of you better pay attention. The one who opens his lips invites his own ruin. Got a couple more here for you. Just if you're writing them down. One more. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is satisfied, and he is filled with the product of his lips. It's 18:20. Proverbs. See, my story is all about believing whether I could or not. You heard my son up here talk about little things he wanted to do and he couldn't do it because dad wasn't winning. See, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. Sometimes things go good, sometimes they don't go very good. I was at a time when Mike and Wayne called me that things weren't going very good. My wife and I aren't getting along. In fact, we're going through marriage counseling. You know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. One business completely in the tank, the other one not doing good enough to take care of everything. And my belief had been shattered. You know, I just woke up one day and I go, is this the way life's gonna work? See, I had the good fortune of growing up in a family that when my parents, they got an Amway in 1969, I was born in 65. I've been around this industry my entire life. I've listened to hundreds and thousands of audios. I've watched other people win at a really high level. I've got mentored by people that won at the highest level you could imagine. And I find myself one day where things aren't going very good. I had been involved in a couple other network marketing ideas that found out the owners were liars. And I couldn't participate anymore. And then Mike and Wayne called me. And I remember sitting down with Mike and Wayne. They probably don't even remember this. It's about 6 or 8 of us sitting down in October of 2005 in a steakhouse, sitting around a little table. These guys don't know my chips are all down. I mean, it's not good. And I look at Mike and I said, Mike, can you pull this off? And he doesn't hesitate with 1 second. He said, I know that I know I can pull this off. I said, good, I'll just shove all my chips in right now. See, I didn't have any other options. That was good news for me. See, all those in New York, all right, they ain't got a lot of other options either. All right, when you're hungry, you what? That's right. See, I needed something. And I also knew that I needed to work on my belief it was going to win. See, I'd been around the industry long enough to understand if I believed I could, I would. If I believed I couldn't, I was screwed. And I said, I got to figure out. I got to get the stuff in here. So the first thing I did is I got rid of the television, turned that off, quit taking the newspaper, quit listening to talk radio, all that kind of stuff. Sports radio, turned everything off. I said, I got to dilute everything I could possibly dilute that's negative that goes in here, and I got to start putting the positive in. All right, see, here's what I was doing. You become what you think about, and I'm watching TV all the time, that electronic income reducer, and it had done its job good on me. And I'd watch that thing, and I finally made a decision when I decided to really get serious about building World Ventures that I got to get all that out. And I got to start putting the positive stuff in. And so what I did is I said, what do I want? And I started telling myself what I want. See, didn't I just tell you a second ago that your thoughts are what you believe if you think them over and over and over and over? And I said, I got to put the stuff in, and whatever you start believing takes place. You know, I listened to the speakers yesterday. And, you know, does Eric Grzybowski got a little belief? Yeah, I listened to Eric. Unbelievable talent. All right. Amazing talk yesterday. And Eric said something in there. And, you know, he said he believed that you had to do a live presentation. And because Eric believes that, he's 100% right. If I'd asked some other people in here, they believe you'd have to do a travel party to win. There's other people that believe that they just push play on a presentation. Eric's in my team, and he needs to do every live presentation he could possibly do and teach his people to do that because he is absolutely killing it. But I got another team that won't let you do a presentation unless they push play, and they put in 2,000 in the last 90 days. I think I'll let them do that too. See, whatever you believe is what comes true. That's what you got to understand. You got to believe that you're going to win at this, and you're going to have to keep telling yourself. See, lots of you got limiting beliefs, and you got to overcome those limiting beliefs. And it starts with what you say to yourself day after day after day. I sit down and visit with people all the time, and I listen to them, and in a matter of seconds, I can tell why they're not winning. It's because of the crap that comes out of their mouth over and over and over. And they don't even know they're doing it. I'll just give you a little challenge. Take a little tape recorder with you, and every conversation you have, just push record on it and listen to what you say just for one day. And then play it back, and you're going to know why you're getting what you're getting. We got to change what we're saying. See, this is what I knew. I was where I wanted to be. A poor relationship with my family, no time, no money, broke. Because I thought those things over and over and over. And I knew that if I was going to win here, I have to change it here first before it ever changes in the bank. That's why people win and lose here. It's their belief. I want you to, Eddie talked about it today. Belief in our company, our product. You know, go on a trip. Do you get some belief if you go on a trip? So what do we got to do to build it up? One, it's what you say. Second is go on a trip. Go meet the people. Get around the ones that are winning. See, I remember the very first event that World Ventures ever did. Mike Asquay, he said, hey, listen, we got this guy coming in. He's a really cool dude, and we're going to have him come speak, and we're just going to have him come in one time. Maybe we'll have him longer. His name is Mark Assetto. And I remember talking to Mike. I said, Mike, I really don't want to come. I've been to 100 seminars before, and you know, Mike said, well, listen, I know you got a lot of stuff going on, but would you come for me? I said, yeah, I'll come for you. So I go sit in there, and I remember sitting there watching Mark, and he's talking, and I'm learning some stuff. All right, I want to make this work. All right, and I'm getting some education. Mark's giving us some tips, all these kind of things. But here's what got me. What got me was when they did some recognition. And when they did the recognition, they started having people that were winning come up there. And some of these people, they look like Donald Trump. I mean, they're so sharp they had a pointed head. But when the dude with the overalls came up there, you see, I come from the country. And I like to pee off my front porch. And when the dude with the overalls is up there winning, I'm going, no, come on, really? And it was at that moment in time that my belief went from right here to right here. I'm going, if that guy could do this, I know that I can. I might not be as fast as the pointed head guy, but I can tell you right now, over time, if I'm willing to put the energy out, I could compete because that guy ain't got nothing on me. Then it hit me. This is what hit me. Dummy, why wouldn't you have 30 in the room to see the guy with the overalls? See, because they would have got the same belief. I wanted to go follow that dude around. Where's he from? I want to take some people to his meeting. See, I gained belief. See, you gain belief by getting around other people that win and watching them win. How many of you got a little hope this weekend? See, you got the hope because of the people that walked the stage. There was big ones, there was little ones, there was ugly ones, there was pretty ones. The ugly ones had the biggest advantage because you're going, geez, that guy's ugly. That's why Jeff and I can win pretty quick in this deal. See, you gain belief by getting around other people. You gain belief by putting it in your mind. You gain belief by speaking it. See, I want to show you a little picture here. We start to wind this thing down here. If I can get the... Let's see if this works. You got to know which button. Green means forward, red means backwards. I just figured that out. Here's how I built my whole business. See, once I recognize this whole thing, I recognize there's three little circles I got to put people in. That's it. Three circles. All right? See, I can't understand all the sophisticated stuff. I got to get this thing broke down where the hillbilly can figure out what's going on. And if I can get it, you can get it, okay? And so hopefully we're going to get this done here. See, I had this circle. I call it the find them circle. And the find them was, is I had to go find them and get them in that circle. That means I just got them in the deal. I took them off the street. I put them in the system. They're sitting right over here. The find them circle is right here. Once I got them in there, then the next thing that I needed to do once I went to that event is I had to get them to an event. And once they came to the event, they got to see this. Because when they got here, this is what happened next. They got that. See, sometimes it only takes one event. I got a guy in the room in here. He told me on the phone the other day, he gets started in World Ventures. He has about 250 people in his team. This is like 6 years ago, 5 years ago. His upline decides to do something else and takes his whole team away. All 250 go, bye-bye. He decided this was still the right deal. He's been to 37 trainings between now and then without his team working. He had to figure out, I got to get my belief back, but I got to keep coming. All of a sudden now he's starting to cycle week after week. I think he told me he had about 10 people in the room here. See, those 10 now, they got that belief. We can put it back on the screen. All right, because once you get the belief, here's what takes place next. And now you start putting more in the find them circle. This is how I built my entire team. See, I'm not the guy that's the best at inviting. I'm not the guy that's good at presenting. I'm not the guy that's good at hardly anything other than understanding what makes it work. And this is all I did over and 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 over. And I got a really, really big team, a couple hundred thousand people. And that's not because I was good. It was because there's a lot of people way better at doing this than me. But this is what I figured out. You all could do this right here. See, I just kept doing this. I'd find them, they go to the event. I kept promoting the event, get them to the event. See, an event might be your local event you do, a travel party. It might be a regional training. It might be an event like this. But the bigger the event, the more belief. Because they see more stuff and more people and they learn more stuff and it just keeps clicking up, clicking up, clicking up. And at some point in time, you get enough of it that you say, I'm tired of watching the other ones and I want to get up there. And then guess what takes place? If you just go around this circle long enough, over and over and over, you get a real happy face. Boom. I told you, the hillbilly strikes again. That's it. That was all I did over and over. I didn't have to be good at anything other than I got to find some. See, here's the deal. I figured out real quick. The person that can put 10 out of 10 in and he gets none of them to the event, I still kick his butt. If I get 1 out of 10 and I get mine to the event, I still beat him all day long. See, some of you got really good at putting them in, but you ain't worth a dang at getting them to the event because you listen to their excuses. You don't listen to them about getting in, but you listen to them about why they can't come. Why do you want to cheat them? Tell them the truth. Because they'll get the belief if you put them in there. See, we've got a magical system for creating belief. A magical system. And all that takes place, we're going to keep going around and around and around and around, and pretty soon you get a big old smile on your face. All right, I got to wind this up. You know, the theme for the weekend is it's time. How many think it's time? Some of you, it's time to start. Who's in that boat? It's time to start. Bunch of you. It's time to start. How do you start? Just go start showing people. Go start finding them. Just start putting them in there and just know I got to get some in the find them circle to get them to the event circle. And then let the system do the work. Because once they get to the event, now they put more in the find them circle or round and round and round. Are we getting it? See, some of you, it's time to suck it up. You've been whining. This is hard. Yeah, I worked for 40 years. Go talk to somebody that's about 65 in here and find out what hard is. This ain't hard. You just lost some courage. It's time to suck it up. Who knows it's time to suck it up? Yep. Some of you saying it's time to suck it up. See, sometimes you got to do things when you don't want to do them. And you got to do them over and over and over and over. See, Eric up here, he was talking about doing the unspectacular over and over and over and over for the moment of spectacular. Michael Jordan shot thousands of shots to hit some game winners for the spectacular. Brian and Sarah Brown showed lots and lots of people over, unspectacular, over and over. When they watched people in their downline go, RMD and IMD and NMD before them. But they continued to do the unspectacular, and there was a moment of spectacular a few minutes ago. And there'll be many more moments of spectacular. So some of you got to suck it up. Some of you need to finish. Some of you need to finish. You're in about row 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 right up here. It's time you finish. You know who you are. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. And then there's some of you that are in the front couple rows that need to give thanks and get off your ass and get back in the field and go to work. Let me tell you why I did what I did. One of the reasons was you can't lead nobody a place you ain't never been. And one of my motivations was to go double IMD so I could just be an example of where every one of us up here needs to go. Because let me tell you this. I know you're making a lot of money up here. I know you're really comfortable. I know you got more than you spend and you can do what you want. And if that's what you want to do, that's great. But I'm going to just tell you right now, there's a lot of people, if you'll decide to say, I got to go some more, I got to go get back in and get something, that somebody way over there, their life gets different. That's the deal. See, I started this, and it was all about me. I got to fix my problem. And then as I started, I realized that because I kicked over this domino right here, that one fell, and 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 Eric Grzbowski signed up because I called my buddy Dave. And he called David Peach, who said no 18 times in a row for 18 months. What if Dave Watson wouldn't have called David Peach number 19? Eric Grzybowski would be screwed. Who out there, because you're not willing to go suck it up and do what needs to happen, is gonna miss out on this? I want you to realize it's not about you. There's thousands of people out there that their lives can be different because we got what they need. And I want you to go do it because of that, if nothing else. Let me just tell you, I'm out of time. It is time. It is time. It is time. It is time. Your time is now. God bless you guys.